Welcome, everyone. So, as some of you may have already noticed, there is no intro music to this episode, which actually feels really odd to me because I have always had some sort of introduction to my podcast, which I literally only recently created a new intro, and you know, it's always really fancy and really cool, and I like it that way. But this is a slightly different episode, and honestly, like, really, it's so weird. I feel nervous talking to you guys about this, and I don't know, I guess being just fully authentic about how I'm feeling right now. But I was speaking to a friend recently, and she said, "Jess, I think you should just put an episode out explaining how you feel, because you've got a whole community of people that listen in, and I want you guys to know all of the parts of me." So really, what I want to talk to you guys about today is where I'm at in my life and how I'm finding it extremely difficult to navigate. So I am turning 30 this year, and I'm in the thick of my Saturn return. And for my astrology people out there, you will know what this means. You will probably have an idea whether you've gone through it yourself or you just know a lot about astrology. What this really means, guys, is that it's like your astrological coming of age, and it happens every 30 years in your life. So it's kind of a big deal, and it basically is just where your life completely just shifts massively. Everything, like, it's massive up, not an up level, it's a massive upheaval of your life, and everything changes, and it can feel really, really difficult and confusing and hard to deal with. And I'm in the thick of it. So this started for me back in March last year, and that was actually when I had just boarded my flight to go to California, and I spent a lot of time in California, had the best time out there. But it's also when a lot of changes started happening in my business. I've gone through probably about 3 or 4 rebrands since March last year, which is ridiculous, and honestly so inconsistent and so not in keeping with who I am, because I'm very disciplined about consistency. And I actually want to apologize to all of you guys in my community about this, because you're probably like, what is happening? Like, you still know me, you get me, those of you, especially my OGs, like, you understand my journey. But what I really want to make sure of is that I'm documenting my journey in the most authentic way possible. And I started to feel like, again, recently, that I'm sitting down and I'm making very educational content, which is great. And I know there's so many people out there that love this educational content. You feel highly motivated by the stuff I put out there. But also there's like a huge side of me that wants to talk about real life things that are going on for me that I am pretty certain most people are feeling like too. For example, I want to talk about how I've been a solo entrepreneur for over 4 years now, and I'm lonely. I am so lonely. I have been working by myself on a laptop in my own space for all of that time. And even though I make time out to see my friends and do things like that, it has been a lonely process. And I want to talk about that. And I really want to go into detail around how I'm feeling in that area. Or I want to talk about my relationship struggles and how, actually, you know, I'm turning 30 this year and I thought I would have a husband and kids on the way, right? You know, even those societal pressures that are still out there today, which shouldn't be, but they are, you know, I'm feeling those things. And there's been a part of me that's thought, can I even show up with my community talking about these things? Because I have such a strong mindset. You guys know, because I've taught it for 5, 6 years. I built a very successful business up. I have amazing clients who are all thriving. But the fact is, I'm still a human being. And I think what had started to happen was I was showing up here trying to be in the best energy possible for everybody. And I always try to do that, by the way, guys. Like, I am not one for showing up if there is prep that I can be doing to adjust my vibration and just how I'm projecting myself out into the world. I will always do that prep. But there's there's a difference between showing up, having to constantly feel like you have to show up in that way with this overexerted energy so that it's benefiting other people, and not actually looking at whether it's benefiting me. And I just got this point where I was like, I know there are people out there, because I've had conversations with my close friends. I've had conversations with, I was at a family wedding the other day, and I was talking to my cousin who's quite a bit older than me, and she's kind of going through a lot of the things I'm going through. And it made me want to sit down and record this, because I feel like there are huge shifts going on in my coaching space, which might not resonate with everybody, right? Even this episode might not resonate with everybody, but I have to be truly authentic to me. And if that means going through like my sixth rebrand of the last couple of years, then that's what has to happen, right? And I roll with it. And at the end of the day, going through this Saturn return for me right now, I have to just ride the wave of these constant changes. Because even though I'm very disciplined in being consistent, and I want to be still, there's this time period of my life, this chapter of my life, is making it very difficult for me to be. And either I can keep trying to control it, keep trying to control this situation, or I can let go, lean back, and just allow this Saturn return to do what it needs to do. And for that reason, and what I've found difficult, is that because I'm a public figure, as it were, because I've, you know, my business is built on showing up on Instagram and people knowing who I am, I have to also navigate this Saturn return publicly. And therefore, this is the sort of stuff that happens. And I bet you there are people that have gone through their Saturn return that are listening to this and thinking, oh my God, yeah, how on earth would I have done that, doing it publicly? But this is the realness of it. This is the brutal realness of it. So it's not only the shifts in my business and the rebrands and things that are going on, but it's also the constant shifts in my own identity that I'm dealing with right now. And I feel like I'm maturing at such a rapid pace, and changing as a woman and as a person. And I can either sit back and go, right, I need to deal with this on my own, work through this time. By the way, my Saturn return is going on till 2026, guys, which makes me feel a bit sick, but also have to be excited for what's coming. But either I sit back and, you know, hide away in this time and work through it myself, which is absolutely an option, which I've thought about, or I can show up and document how I'm actually feeling, the changes that are happening, the inconsistency, the things that are so real about this time in people's lives. And I know that I have clients and people inside this community of such varying ages, but you're all around about that age from let's say 18, 19 to late 30s. That's kind of the age range of you guys. So like I said, some of you have probably not even gone through this Saturn return yet. And you might even be thinking, I don't even know what that is. And it might be confusing to you. Other people might have gone through it without realizing, but we're at an age in our life, guys, where just monumental shifts happen anyway. Even like the Saturn return aside, just turning 30 is a big deal. It's a big deal. And like I said, those of you that have already done it, you'll know what I mean. Those of you that are in your mid-20s and, you know, still not really thinking about that time, it will creep up on you. And there are a lot of there's a lot of moments in your life where you go, could I have done something differently? Could I be in a different place today? And I have, as I said, the best mindset possible, but I still have these thoughts. And so this is now it's kind of the direction I want to take the podcast in. It's the direction I want to take my social medias in, less of really what I'd say is I never close myself off to anything. I'd never close any doors on myself. But right now, period of time in my life, I'm not ready to release anything new in my coaching business. In fact, I'm kind of ready to park my coaching business a little bit. that being said, you know, I who the people I really want to work with in terms of coaching would be my entrepreneurs, my actors, my artists, my influencers who are wanting to really up level their personal brands, which is something that I've already you know expressed recently. And so I'm really only offering one-on-one coaching at the moment. And my academy is always available to purchase. That's for anybody who wants it, and that is never going to go out of fashion. But I kind of feel like I'm in a position where I want to park my coaching business and show up authentically. And the people that want to join me on this journey, I love you, and I you know like I want you to stick around, because I do feel like the things that I want to discuss and the realness of it is really important. But those of you that maybe you're like, no, you know, you've shifted too much. You know, we're not aligned anymore. That's absolutely fine. And I, you know, I'm just so grateful to have had you inside this community space for the time that you've been here. And you know, some of you might have already received coaching from me. Some of you might have just been following me on my socials, but I am so grateful for everybody that's ever been a part of this space with me. Because it's been a whole experience, it really has, going through the different chapters and phases of my life and my identity so publicly. And now I'm just ready for the next step, and it feels right. So anyway, with all of that being said, just expect some more real, raw episodes coming your way, and probably do expect as well another rebrand in terms of what this podcast is even called, what I'm even doing. Because the fact is, like I said, I have to accept the inconsistency of my life right now. I have to accept it. There's no way that I can control this anymore. If things need to change, they need to change. And rather than me getting frustrated by that or feeling like I'm confusing not only myself but other people, I just have to do it. So it's one of those things that it's like, if you resonate with anything that I've said right now, or if you find me later on this journey and it really resonates, then that's the reason I do this. At the end of the day, my podcast started because it was like an emotional outlet for me. It was my safe space. Every time I got in front of the microphone, it was like this, I can just talk and let everything out and feel like I've had some sort of release in the process. And I think I'm going through this chapter of my life, I think that it started to feel more like I you know had to show up. And obviously I had all that time away as well, which was a case of me going, I just have to step back completely. I have to do that. I have to do this privately. But now I'm at a point where it's like I love what I do. I love podcasting. I'm good at what I do, but I also must do it authentically. So it's, you know, be prepared for those changes yet again. Be prepared for things like that. But also just know that everything I've ever put out here on this podcast has been me truly authentically in the moment of my life that I've been in, which is what is kind of weird about this situation is that, you know, if you even go back on the earliest episode I ever did, and you see the progression, you listen through this podcast, it is a complete well-rounded version of who I've become today. And so the previous episodes might resonate with someone that's in that stage of their life, and then these episodes might resonate with people that are now in this stage. And but at the end of the day, like it that is just life. Like people change, and some people stay with you on the journey and other people drop off. But I know that this is the right thing for me to do, and I didn't want to start a completely new podcast, because I know I want a podcast. Like this is happening. But I really sat there and thought about it, and I was and you know spoke to friends about it, and I just thought, at the end of the day, there's people that are going to see this whole journey of mine from like 3 years ago until now, see me change, see how I show up differently, see how I even speak differently, and know that like it's a completely normal thing to do. And so I actually didn't want to get rid of stuff. I didn't want to like start again and be like, this is my new identity now. I just wanted to naturally evolve and have this as a platform that naturally evolves. And I think it's really important that that is shared, because I think as well as you grow up, you do look at past stages of your life and you think, oh my God, I was so immature back then, or I can't believe I said that, or why did I do that when I was younger, you know? But actually, like, just knowing that it's okay, like, we grow up, we mature, we evolve, but it doesn't mean that we have to hate certain parts of ourselves that were in the past. Like, that part of you and that identity that you had back then was necessary for you back then, and it was authentic to you back then, and it, you know, and it's okay. And it's also okay to look back and go, well, that's not who I am anymore, but it's all right. And that's why I wanted to essentially stick on the same podcast platform, stick here, have as many rebrands as it takes, and essentially just be that reflection of this real life, of what it actually looks like to evolve as a person and not hide away the old aspects of me. It's like, you know that, you know when you see those old Facebook statuses and you literally cringe, you're like, why did I write that? What was I thinking? I do think there is a certain generation that, my generation, that we just wrote the most cringe things because we didn't realize quite what social media was at the time. But it's that sort of thing. It's like looking back at those phases of your life and going, rather than cringing and wanting to remove it and hide it all away, just going, well, that was just a part of my life. That was just me evolving, and it's okay. And actually, yeah, she probably was a little bit embarrassing back then, but she's a good person and we love her. And so, yeah, and that's what I want this podcast to be about. So really, guys, just get ready for, as I say, some new episodes coming away and a potential other rebrand, and really just for the inconsistency, which is really a phrase I never thought I'd say, because I'm, as I say, so disciplined about being consistent with what it is you want to do. And don't get me wrong, right? I'm a coach, and I've been a coach for a reason. Like, and I have clients still that I'm working with, right? And they see the real me every day as well. But, you know, the thing, the practical advice here is that, yes, if you do want to achieve a goal, you have to be consistent, or you get to be consistent, right? And that's still a huge part of me too, because also get ready for some new episodes, but also be prepared for me to keep your mindset in check still, because that side of me never goes away. I am very, very conscious of that all the time. But I think really the realness of this is that you can still be going something like a Saturn return, or going through such a huge identity shift, or you know, change in your life, and still have a good mindset, right? And still be able to keep that in check and to be conscious of your vibration. You can do it all at the same time. Right. And I like, that's something that I've always known. That's something that I've always known about this period of time in my life. But the actual being authentic around it and allowing yourself to show every single part of you, that's something that a lot of people find difficult. And that's something that I don't want to gatekeep, essentially, on this podcast anymore. I just want to show up in the most authentic way possible while still having the strongest mindset and still being able to be disciplined in other areas of my life and still achieve my goals. So that's it, guys. Here's the brutal, honest truth about where I'm feeling right now in my life. And it's funny, I actually messaged my friend this morning and said that I was recording this episode, and she said, you know, this is the best thing that you could do. And it was almost immediately like I'd just made this decision. A whole weight had been lifted off my shoulders. Like, the pressure had just gone either way. Because as I say, those of you that want to stick around for the journey, amazing. Those of you that we've outgrown each other, then I'm so grateful for. But it's like, either way now, I don't really feel a pressure to show up in any kind of way. I'm just gonna be me. And embrace the inconsistencies, like I said. So yeah, thank you guys for listening in. And if you do enjoy it, and if you are loving the shifts or are really resonating with any of it, please do share this with anybody you know that kind of feels the same way, or anyone that is a similar age that's maybe going through their Saturn return as well. I want to talk so much about this because I'm literally in the thick of it right now. So please do share it with those people. Please do share it still on your social medias. Please do, you know, give it a 5 stars or leave a little written review over on Apple Podcasts, because it just helps push it out there. And I do believe that there are a lot of things that I'm going to be talking about that so many people will resonate with. So sending you all so much love, and let's just see what happens next.